The kindergarten daf is set the sukkah daf memdal. Begin the omenal. Begin the tezim aster. Begin with the gemara. Amri, they said it's not true for those in Eretz Yisrael. It's also not being daicha. Tezim says, and tezim for warning a question says like kasha midi m'shayfer. It's not difficult from shayfer where they actually do blow bezman hazeh even after the korban in front of the bezin, but by lulav they don't permit at all. Bishul el, like we had explained previously, tezim the maskel in hu on daf memigam omenal. Why we differentiate between shayfer and lulav regarding bezman hazeh. We continue the next Tosfos and Asmat to begin with the words of the Gemara, Ka'an Bali Mumin. Regarding the Ka'an Bali Mumin, that they would go into, they would do Hakafis, even though they're really not supposed to go Bein Ulam Mazbeach. Which Tosfos says, what then? The truth is, same thing that the Matzal Meme, the Gemara could have said, Puri Rosh, also those who have long hair. Because the Tavayu Asir, they're both forbidden. Ila, Mishama Rabbah, if not for the case of that they're going to do the Hakafis with their Rabbah. Because now in Perikam, they can't like learn the first Perik of Kalim, Mishnah Tes, Bein Ulam Mazbeach, which keeps on going the 10 levels of sanctity. In the world, in between the antechamber and the mezbeach, is mekudesh amen is higher than what's before it. She'in bali mumen upruir roish nachnasam shem. They're both the blemished kahanim and those who have long hair and not supposed to go over there. So it could have said not only bali mumen but also upruir roish. Continue if the next tzeis masas to begin with the words of the gemara amri b'yechem b'yechem says mi amru who said this? Where the tzeis explains sagutaiti the hachikama. The gemara assumes that this is what b'yechem was saying. Mi amru shechayv derai. So who said it's a biblical chiyuv to go ahead and do this hakabas with our rabbis, and va'asi v'dachim malus derabbanan that it should come and override these the higher level sanctities, which is rabbinic halacha demirabbanhi. Maybe the whole mitzvah of rabbis rabbinic, and therefore deleitachinim malus derabban mishum tekan derabban. Maybe we should not override these sanctities, which forbids bamum to come into these areas because of rabbinic takana of our rabba. That's what the Gemara assumes he's saying. The Gemara asked on Rabbi Yechon's question, he himself said that there's a chiyuv deraisa in Arava. The Gemara answers, yes, he knows the chiyuv deraisa, but mi amar shi b'netilo, who said the mitzvah is by taking it? Maybe by standing it up. And mekibin de mekibin is a mizbeach. So therefore, since you don't go around the mizbeach, but all you have to do is stand up to Arava. One could do for them all. What gives a right to Baal Mum to go? Or inami, or additionally, that Baal Mum and Efshalu who liske b'shar ruches, Even if the Kahanim, all of them have to do it, the Baal HaMumim, but they could stand it up on the other side. They don't have to stand it up in the other side of the Mizbeach, between the Ul Mizbeach. And if you're going to say that they have to do it with taking, like actually more concluded previously, they take some Adam Meskib, because actually the one who says that it's by standing up was refuted. But that's the other time. Miyam Baal HaMumim, did they say that it has to be with a blemish kind? Maybe the halacha mentioned by Sinai of Netilah is only by those who are unblemished who are fit to do that by the just like the halacha of Sinai is not with non-Kanim, it's only with Kanim. The Bahamite is this, you agree with Lay Amrit Zaram Nechnas, and no one says that a non-Kanim goes to do that kafa. So that was the question, who said it's Bali Mumin, maybe it's only by Tamimin. Now, the Fisher, the Zudah Prishas, now according to this opinion that we explained, the Mal Dirabanhi, that these, this level, this isra of going between the mizbeach is rabbinic, so it's a kashla b'shal. So that's typical point. B'shal the opt, it learns in the flam and damar rabba rabba shemizbeach. How do you know the other mitzvah of rabbis that you do by the mizbeach? In the next of Arvi, it says in the plural ones for the rabbis of the little ones for that of the that's by the mizbeach. So then the question is, am I b'kan? Then why is it necessarily the mekanim? The mafal be so. Maybe even with a non kain, can my rabbi the lulav because they learned from the same Arvi, which is by every yisrael. How do you know specifically by kanim? What you could say is because the Shema covers Mizbeach with Kahanim, because yeah, maybe that you're right. Maybe the going around the Mizbeach was with the Kahanim, but Bishai Yisrael, Bazar, Bal HaKafa, maybe you're right. Maybe even Yisrael would do it in the Azar without going around because it's forbidden for Yisrael to go there to that area. Continue with the next Tosfos Masechta that begins with the words of the Gemara, with Ba'om Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon said, how can you, the Gemara, try to say that they forgot the learning in Babel? But Rabbi Yechon said, Dilchain, I thought to say that it was yours, and Dilchaini, and really it's theirs. What does that mean? So the background, Rashi tells us, and Taisa is quoting Rav Kahana, Mitamid Rav Hoya. Rav Kahana was from the students of Rav, and we made Babel Baruch Leitz's home, but he fled from Babel when he was a student of Rav Tartis. Well, if they have to be in front of Rav Yechon and Nachmas Mardin, because of he was accused of murdering something, of someone, Kedamrin, and Perik Basad, the Bab Kaman, like it's burned in the last Perik of Bab Kaman, the Kafir Tzan Banal. And what's the Rabbi Yechon comes to make? Rabbi Yechon had to come on to him for many questions, many doubts that he had. And Rabbi Yechon said to the students of Eretz Yisrael, "Sover, you see, Shatir Shalachem. I thought to say that the Torah is yours. Shalik Elisa Maratzachem. You didn't go into exile from your land. Lahoyilchem Tirvadas. You didn't have. You weren't perturbed and overwhelmed. But I see that it's actually the Torah is in those in Babel. Because even though they went to exile, Amdalem, Chachmas, Hacheresh, Amizger, it stood for them in good stand, the wisdom of the Hacheresh, Amizger, which is a reference to the Talmid HaChachamim. Shagolim Yechanya, that went into Gauls with Yechanya, Kitachsilak, it says the Pasuk, Kol Gibarim Ois Mochama. They were all mighty warriors, those who do war, do battle. Now, the time Sedom, in the Brisa of Sedom, it taught, what do you mean, Chimag Gvura Oisim B'nei Adam, Hanesunim B'Shalshol Shalbazel. What type of might is there in these people that went to Gauls bubble in iron chains? Other rather, what does it mean to say, Shagolim Gibarim B'Mochamta Shalter, they were mighty in the war of Torah, which they were Tamei Techachamim. So Alma, that's what the Gemara is saying. So we see Rabbi Yechon loy neshachat Torah begalus bavel. What do you mean? To the contrary, how could you say that they forgot it to make it that he was the Seyed Nevi'im? They never forgot it in Galus Bavel. If anything, they knew better than it. So Kach Pesach once. That's Rashi explains the Gemara's question. But Pesach Ben Tam asks. He says Atum Milah Ashkechan Perak Abayna. Don't we find the Gemara Shabbos Kapital Amen Aleph Gabi Ben Atzvich, which are these the Sefer Tevis of the Aleph Beis, the end of Mems Nuns Tzadi Pei and Chav. That Shalchem Chazam Yastim, don't we find that the Gemara says that they forgot and they later reestablished? The Gemara doesn't ask, what do you mean? How can you say this? What do you mean they never forgot anything? But moreover, up to Mishum Dehim B'nei Torah, what do you mean? Because the B'nei Torah, Yavshe Shishtachu Torah's Rav, it's not possible for them to forget the Allah Chazam Rav. Now, but Ben Chanel goes, his guess is, Delchein Amar, that yours, I said, Delchein He is theirs. What does that mean? So, Mepharshe Ben Tam explains this gear some. Rabbi Yechon was saying to his students that he had in front of him who came from Babel, that Echad Mishalachem Omer, one of yours said, the who is that? Rav Kahana, Shalom in Babel, Dilhoinhi, meaning Mishalachem he Arava, that from them is the Arava. Claim in other words, what does that mean? Shehi Minig Nevim, which it's the custom. It was a custom by the prophets, meaning that what Rabbi Tam is saying is that it sounds like that their minig is what made it the minig, and not a takana that was making it. Now, according to this, the question is not about what Rabbi Bo had said that Shalchem Chazav Yostim. Right, the Gemara doesn't ask such a question. Rather, it's going to the words of Rabbi Yechanan, that he said a Rav is Yisayid Nevi'im, and that contradicts to what it said to his students that no, it's a minig Nevi'im. And there's been proofs to this that the Bnei Bavel would come to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and people in Eretz Yisrael would go learn in Bavel. And that's why Biach was talking to his students from Bavel and saying, one of yours, that is, Delchein Amar, one of yours said, Delchein He, that it's from you, it's from the Minig of the Mim, not Yisrael Nevi'im. That's the Gemara's question. Because it's Tezik Ben Chayu Gimel Medaber, the Tamidim from Bavel. Because the Tamid Chaman Eretz Yisrael used to speak to the student from Babel. Bechen Tamid Chaman Shem Babel and Tamid from Eretz Yisrael. Tamid from Babel would speak to the student from Eretz Yisrael. Because Ashkan like Amalek, we find later on of Mechaz Meral, but Bechia Bar Rav, Shoyim Babel, that he was from Babel. Then he says, Pechaz Bar Arba, you open up four Tvachim and then you invalidated the Mechaz Meral Yisrael. That was to the Bnei Yisrael. Shem Levi Shem Eretz Yisrael, Dama Madlika Mazneh, he says the way to invalidate the Sukkah is by lighting candlelit. Arlem Babel, he's speaking to the students of Babel. So you see that the Rosh Shiva from the other place speaks to the students that are imported. When you open the belt, then we see that Rashiva of one place was speaking to the students from that other place. This now makes sense what the Gemara is asking, the contradiction of Rabbi Yechanan. He said that it was a Tekanis Nevi'im, but the Delhain he, Mashma, but when he was saying to them that one of you said that it's yours, Mashma sounds like Dominican Nevi'im, like you said that it was only a custom from their prophets, and not a takana, that it was a minig that was coming from them, and therefore that's the Gemara's question. Pashna menicha pega magash. Now it also makes sense what it says in the Gemara Gidna Pidalman Beis. I must need the kids yasa. The Mishnah that says if someone gives a get to his wife and he tells her you're permitted to every person except for that person. So Chum said that the get's going to be possible because it's not a full creases. On that, the question was, what should he do to make it valid? He should take it back. The opposite, then let him give it back. He should take it from him and then give it back to him. Chizki says, "Pshem lazi shematzochin that he requires such a thing in Perek Azarik over the end of the Chesam Alav Gabi Kinti Shtar Chayvzeh, where he says that here take this this document of a debt, which she thinks is a Shtar Chayv. Turns out it's really a get. So Pshem lazi is not enough to say Hagitach. He has to take it back and give it back to him. He says, Rebbe. You could even say that it's going like Rebbe, who disagrees with Shem Elazar. and holds that no, even after Shigal he could say Hagitach, but still regarding when he says this is for you, besides that one person, then he would agree you have to take it and give it back. And he says, because Dilchain Amri, that yours said, Shanehocha, here it's different, Hobi Kanasi Lifsalboy. In other words, that since the king of the get was regarding something that would invalidate her from the kahuna, so that's considered as if she already merited. And it doesn't help that he goes and tells her, your teres begets elechol adam. But by kintzish tachav zeh, she didn't have it for any rights. And therefore, he could just go, it wasn't like in an invalid way, just nothing was done. So he could say hagitach without taking it and giving it back. Well, Parashim Bekunj Rashi explains over there, the Rechia ban of Olam Babel. It's Rechia and his sons that he came up from Babel, because I mean, Liel B'Sev Bergam, like we say previously at the end of the first page of Chafim and Alav, Rechizki ben Nisha Rechia Haya. Rechizki was the son of Rechia who came up with him from Babel. But Amr Rechia, and that's what Rechia was saying to Rechizki, Echad Mishalachem, who is that? The Ho, Rav Kahana Shalom Babel Kamais, who came up from Babel like him. I mean, he says, the Asya Felik Rebbe, that's even like Rabbi. Now, says Taisus, Bakasha, but it's difficult on this interpretation of Rashi. How's it possible? Rechim was telling Techezki, or Rebbe Kahana, is saying like this. Techezki, Rabbi Shal Rechim Haya. Techezki was the Rebbe of Rebbe Rechim, because Mukhach Perkel, like Chum, it's obviously in the Gemara Shabbos, that's the base of my base. Kshal Rav Kahana, when Rebbe Kahana came up from Babel, how your Rechim was the Rechim, your Rechim was the Rechim, because Mukhach Bakhaz Labasa, or become enough to be Zion of an elf. The Zakin Gadl Haya, Zori elderly Tamachacham, the Mesuchu Ligveni, where his eyelashes were very long, covering his eyes. We could presume that Rechizkiah was not Rashi all the days of his teacher Chizkiah, when Chizkiah was alive. So obviously, that when Rav Kahana came to Yisrael, Chizkiah already passed away. So how can we say to Chizkiah, Rav Kahana is saying, like him, but the Mishnah is like Rabbi? Which before Taisus concludes, they explain the Gemara according to Ben Tam, so he asks on what he's saying. Although we find Menachas of Rav Gimel and Beis Gishol Rav Kahana, when Rav Kahana came up to Eretz Ashkechinu Lebnei Rechid Yas Bekami, he encountered the son of Rechia, who was sitting there, was saying, Isarim Shechalku Benichu Bebisam. If you have a Minchas Isarim that was divided into two parts and not touching each other, and you put into a vessel where you mix the Minchu with it, the Nugget Tvul Yom Achaz Mehen and the Tvul Yom touches one of them, now what's the Halacha? So obviously we see when Rav Kahana came up, the son of Rechia was still alive. So Stais says, yeah, Shema Pamay Mala, maybe he came up two times. Achaz Ben Mechizkiah, once when Chizkiah, the son of Rechia, was still alive. Achaz Ben Rebiachin, once when Rebiachin, in Rebiachin's days, Kishol Men Rebiachin, of course, figured the Havali, when Rebiachin was asking him all the questions that he had, which again was after Chizkiah had passed away, which was Stais' question on Rashi. So therefore, rather, says Stais, well, the preacher Ben Tam, Nechab, according to Ben Tam's interpretation, it makes sense. The Tamidav, Shema Bavel, Hayam Rebiachin, it was from the students of Bavel that Rebiachin was saying to them, Dilchain Ami, it's yours who say, Afilatem Rebbe. But it wasn't to Chizkiah. It was to his students from Babel. With the Kavasashkan Pegam, I mean, Yerushalmi, so we find in Yerushalmi, Dom Rebichel and Rebchia Bar Abba, Halen Tlas Milin, Solkum and Gabaychats, these three things that are coming from Yuz, meaning that he was talking to students in Babel, and he was saying that Solkum and Gabaychats, they came up from Yuz. So, and that's the Gemara answers, it's not difficult that, and again, therefore, Tesis has a different interpretation than Rashi regarding what was the Gemara's question. Wasn't so much of that they forgot learning and we see that they knew it. Rather, it's from the fact that he's saying you say Nevim and Tesis saying that it's and that the Gemara's asking that we see that it was a mini Nevim.